David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 218. Crash, bang, and nearly no dollop. Apologies if there is anybody who religiously waits for these dollops to be released every day, only to be disappointed when a dollop comes in late. The reason for today's dollop's late arrival is due to Catherine, who has read every single dollop and has also commented on a great deal of them. She was at Sidmouth Festival, where we were performing today, and we got chatting, and before I knew it, it was 12:30. I felt that given that she'd listened or read, or even apparently often listened and read, every single dollop, this should excuse me from feeling too guilty that the dollop was late. I suppose, in a way, she was getting her own personal dollop, although a part of me was wondering whether she was disappointed with the physically present me. Maybe thinking, he's a lot less interesting when you actually meet him in real life. In fact, he's rather dull. He hasn't even mentioned kettles once. I wonder if she was constantly comparing me to the other David Eagle. David Eagle, the dolloper. What is he going on about now? The dolloping David wouldn't have said this. Currently, the physically present me is an absolute wreck. I have had approximately 7 hours sleep in the last 80 hours. I feel tired, but I am just unable to sleep. Eventually, I managed to fall asleep at 6 a.m. But at 8, my alarm was going off. It was time to set off for Sidmouth Festival. Even though, like, there's capital letters all over the place after a comma. Like, it's very badly written, this. And I haven't corrected it, because it kind of shows just how tired I am. I very rarely make spelling mistakes. Quiet, Jules. Very rarely make spelling mistakes or like grammatical errors or sloppy writing and stuff. I think it's written pretty well normally. I read the back and I think it's normally written pretty well, but this one's a shambles because I was so tired. It was time to set off for Sidmouth Festival. Even though I knew it wouldn't serve any purpose at all, my brain was screaming out for me to hit the snooze button, giving me another extra 6 minutes in bed. If I didn't hit snooze, then I would have to get up immediately, as I knew that staying in bed for another 6 minutes would result in me falling back asleep. I'd spent 6 hours lying in bed, praying for sleep to come. And now, ironically, and yes, Alanis, this is the correct use of the term ironic, my bloody brain was desperate to go back to sleep, and the prospect of getting up made me want to cry. My head was aching, and everything felt heavy, but there was no time to snooze. I needed to get up now, and so I chose not to use the snooze option. The next thing I was aware of was the sound of my phone ringtone. Shit! I should have pressed the snooze button. I had presumably lost the fight to get out of bed, and without the snooze alarm waking me, I had been allowed to fall into a deep sleep. How long had I been asleep for? This was clearly Sean calling to find out where I was. I answered the phone, putting it on speaker so as to quickly get dressed while he spoke, in order to try and get out of the house as quickly as possible. Just how late was I? I jumped out of bed and threw a shirt over my head. I heard Sean's voice coming over the phone speaker. Unfortunately, I couldn't make out what he was saying because of the sound of my shirt rustling against my ears as I desperately tried to quickly put it on, which resulted in me getting the sleeves all tangled. Then it says, "And taking mic," as in M-I-C, like a microphone, "taking longer than the second it should have taken." Basically what I'm saying is it took a lot longer to put the shirt on than it should have taken, but I've no idea why I've written Mike in there, M-I-C. Very badly written. I was clearly ridiculously tired because I was really struggling to get this shirt on. My arms were now poking through the gap in between the buttons. And all the while, Sean was talking, probably wondering where I was. I was in a massive tangle inside the shirt. But if I kept trying to get out of this fabric maze, I would completely miss what Sean was saying, which would make him even more annoyed than he surely already was, for I dreaded to think how long I'd overslept for. So I left the shirt to dangle absurdly over my head while I tried to make out what Sean was saying. He had received a call from someone at Gatwick Airport saying that the accordion and the guitar had been found and that they could get it to us in Sheffield by 9:30. The original plan had been to allow plenty of time to get to Sidmouth, perhaps managing to cram in a couple of hours of sleep when we got there. Sean had hardly slept the day before either, but we now had to wait for the missing instruments to be delivered. It appeared that I hadn't really gone back to sleep because it was only 8:05. I concluded the call to Sean, untangled myself from the shirt, and tried to wake myself up with a cold shower. I was so tired that I felt as if I was going to be physically sick. I chose a cold shower as I feared that I would fall asleep if it was a hot shower. Even though today's dollop is clearly unfinished and it's shambolically written, it certainly is, I am going to leave it here as I keep falling asleep at the computer and then waking up a few seconds later. I shall continue from where I left off tomorrow. I will have to publish this now before I completely crash out, slump over the computer and properly fall asleep.